That's our Wireless World postgame wrap for tonight's women's basketball game. Let's turn the page now and get set for the men's contest. The Dort College men face Dakota State tonight. They're 1-1. They have a win over Waldorf and a loss to Dakota Wesleyan. This is part of a three-game homestand by the Trojans to start the year. Gary Garner's team averages 72.5 points per game and allows 78 points per outing. Trojans make 45.6% of their field goals, while opponents are making 46.7% of their field goal attempts. Opponents hold a 39.5-29 rebounding advantage. That's resulted in a 10.5 shots per game advantage for foes. Brendan Boomsma leads the team with a 19.5 points per game average, and he has made 7 of 11 three-point shots this season and has 3 assists per game. Brian Allen is good for 16 points per game, while Ian Bars has a 16 points per game average in 2 games played. He's made 55% of his field goal tries. Miguel Sansabor leads the team with a 6.5 rebound average and scores 7.5 points per game. The defender men are 2-0. They're averaging 9.5 points per game while allowing 60.5 points per contest. The defenders have a 51-25.5 rebounding advantage on average. Dort also makes 50.9% of its field goals and has taken 99 free throws through those 2 games. Nathan Rindles leads the team with a 15.5 points per game average, and he takes in 6.5 rebounds per game with 2 assists per contest. Brian Sumner is scoring 13.5 points per game and has a 3.0 rebounding average. Tyler Walterstorff's scoring average is 12, and his rebounding average is 5.5, and Alex Terpstra has a 10 points per game average. Leighton Sampson and Andrew O'Donnell average 9.5 and 8.0 points per game, respectively, in reserve play, and Taylor Feenster's scoring average is 8.0 with a 6.5 rebounding average. The Trojan men lost to Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday 86-59 after trailing 40-33 at halftime. Trojans were limited to 36.1% shooting and got out-rebounded 46-31 while allowing 16 offensive rebounds. Bryant Allen had 16 points in 26 minutes of play, and Boomsma had 11 points. The Dort men led Crossroads 56-22 at halftime before winning 115-53. Terpstra led Dort College with 17 points. Sampson and Walterstorff both had 14. Rendles and Brandon Brewersma concluded the double-digit scoring for Dort with 10 each. Feenster grabbed 8 rebounds. 15 players scored for Dort and 13 players played at least 9 minutes. The defender men got in a track meet last year with Dakota State before winning on January 25, 98-90. The defenders led 57-50 at halftime but had to survive a barrage by Dylan Hale, who scored 33 points on 7 of 10 three-point shooting. Sansabor had 20 points and 7 rebounds in the loss. Dort was led by Dalton Frankens, 32 points. Walterstorff had 19. Dort won its 47th game in the series. That is 84 games old. Kyle Lindbergh and Austin Kachi had 17 and 16 points each, and Lindbergh had 9 rebounds and 4 assists in that matinee affair back on January 25th. We'll be back with a look at starting lineups for tonight's game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here then is your starting lineup. First of all, for Dakota State, they will start number 5, John Starks, a 6'4 junior from Cleveland, Ohio. He has not played yet this year. Adam Hofer wears number 10. He's a 6-foot sophomore from Huron, South Dakota, averaging 9 points per game. Ian Bars is a 6'4 freshman from Rapid City, South Dakota, averaging 16 points per game. Number 24 is Seth Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh, a 6'3 freshman from Mitchell, South Dakota, averaging 2.5 points per game. And Miguel Sansabor wears number 45. He's a 6'8 senior from Point 14, Trinidad. He's averaging 7.5 points per game. For Dort College, they will start number 5, Brian Sumner. Sumner is a 6'2 sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa, averaging 13.5 points per game. Patrick Nabla is a 6'2 sophomore from Sauk Center, Minnesota. He averages 1.5 points per outing. Nathan Rindles is a 6'1 junior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 15.5 points per game. Tyler Walterstorff wears number 35. He's a 6'5 senior from Sioux Center. He averages 12 points per game. And Taylor Feenstra is a 6'7 freshman from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8 points per contest. Off the bench for Dort College, we anticipate seeing Alex Terpstra, averaging 10 points per game. He's a sophomore from Highland Ranch, Colorado. Andrew O'Donnell is a freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 8 points per game. Danny Voss wears number 23. He's a 6-foot sophomore from Ripon, California, averaging 1.5 points per game. Layton Sampson's number 43. He'll come off of the bench. He's a 6'5 freshman from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 9.5 points per contest. Brandon Brewersma is a 6'7 sophomore from Sunnyside, Washington, averaging 5 points per game. And David Denherter is a 6'9 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 5.5 points per contest. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, opening tap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Never know what you're going to run into on the road. Dort College short a chair on the bench. J.D. Bohr saunters across the baseline. Picks one up from courtside on the opposite side. Saunters back. Takes a seat beside Dalton Franken at the end of the Dort College bench. Neither one of those players, unfortunately, in uniform this evening. Dort College in the road blacks. Sansevier against Feenstra. Dakota State in their home whites. Blue numbers trimmed out in gold. Opening tap is up and controlled by Dort College. Nathan Rendles with the basketball, and we are underway. Right side pass goes over to Brian Sumner. Sumner to Nabla. Nabla gives it up Rendles. Rendles loops it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra working against Sansevier. Crosses him over. Shot is up no good, but Sansevier is whistled for the personal foul. Miguel Sansevier whistled for the first personal foul of the contest, and the Dort College defenders will go to the free throw line. Shooting the free throws will be Taylor Feenstra. He'll shoot a pair. The freshman from Hull, Iowa, 5 for 10 from the charity stripe this season. Make it 6 of 11. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way for Feenstra is up, and this one's good as well. Dort College takes a 2-0 lead on Dakota State. Bringing the basketball up is John Starks. Starks with it. He's from Cleveland, Ohio. First game of the year for him. His team is 1-1 without him. Drives down to the baseline, does Starks. Starks loops it down low for Sansevier. Sansevier into the lane, working against Feenstra. Puts up the short shot, and Sansevier with a two-point bucket, and we're tied 2-2. 2-2 our score into the front court with the basketball is Rendles. Rendles to Feenstra. Feenstra casts up the three, no good. Rebound cleared out by Dakota State. Dakota State off and running, pressing the issue. Pass comes right side with the basketball as Barsh. Barsh shot, no good. And a fight for the rebound, and we've got a foul on the rebound called on Taylor Feenstra. So both post players have an early foul in this one. Dort College playing defense now. Dakota State's Adam Hofer will throw it in. Hofer looking for Sansevier. Instead throws it right side over to Barsh. Barsh into the lane. His little hook shot is good. Ian Barsh with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 4-2. Well, while I was looking down to make my notation, Dort College turns it over on the inbounds play. And Dakota State will inbound the basketball. They get it back on the turnover. Pass comes over to Starks. Starks lefty J, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra over to Rendles. Rendles into the front court. He passes left side over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff drives in, draws contact. Shot is blocked, but he's fouled. That goes on Sansevier. It's number two on him, and it is. Miguel Sansevier picks up his second personal foul. And Dakota State has their post player in early foul trouble. Tyler Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair where he's making 69% of his field goals. Free throws, I should say, his tries. Still shaking some of the rust off from the long basketball offseason. Sansevier checks out of the ballgame. Checking in is Taylor Zerbel. Coach Gary Anderson giving Pat Anderson a... Gary Gardner, I should say, giving Pat Anderson a lecture on the sideline in regards to that foul call. It's 4-4 our score. With it on the right wing, Dakota State, they get it over to Starks. Starks guarded there by Sumner. Starks with it in between the circles out front. Starks gives it up to Hofer. Hofer on the wing. Hofer goes into the corner with the basketball is Seth Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh dumps it underneath, and the layup is good for Taylor Zerbel. Zerbel makes it a 6-4 Dakota State lead. Rendles threads the needle to Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, blocked. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up, and he's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called against Feenstra. David Denherter will check in 1:51 into the ball game. Taylor Feenster will get a break. North College trails 6-4. Dakota State basketball. John Starts will bring it up. Starts with it across the timeline. He passes over to Adam Hofer. Hofer gives it up to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh to Barse. Barse into the lane. Stutter step, drives in, and a charging foul called on Barse. David Denherter sets up, takes the charge. It'll be North College basketball. And Denherter comes up limping. He's wearing a knee brace tonight on the right knee. He was able to go without a knee brace on Friday night when we saw him play, but he's laboring up and down the floor. Pass goes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up to Sumner. Sumner tries to drop it down low for Denherter, and it's taken away. Here comes Dakota State. Starks into the front court. Starks nearly throws it away. Dakota State with the basketball. Sloppy game thus far. Both teams struggling to find their stride, if you will. Kavanaugh with it on the left wing. He drives into the lane, cut up there by Rindles. Puts up floater. It's good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled on the play. David Denherter whistled for the personal foul, so David picks up foul number one. Field goal was good by Kavanaugh. He goes to the free throw line now for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. North College trails 8-4. And Kavanaugh, who has tried one free throw so far this season, goes to the charity stripe for his second try, and he makes that one. He's now 1-for-2 this year. North College trails 9-4. Inbounding the basketball is Nathan and Walterstorff. That's Tyler Walterstorff. Gets it into Rindles. Down low, North College working it. They give it to Denherter. Denherter with the basketball. Little hook shot in the lane is good. David Denherter with his first two tonight. North College trails 9-6. 9-6 our score. North College looking for a spark early. 3 minutes into this contest. Lackluster affair thus far. Kavanaugh gives it up to Hofer. Hofer into the lane to Zerbel. Zerbel layup good. Zerbel with 4 points off of the bench, and Dakota State leads it 11-6. Nathan Rindles across the timeline. Rindles over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up Nabilah. Nabilah with the basketball. Nabilah to Sumner. Sumner into the corner. Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the baseline. Works into the lane with a left hand. His hook shot no good. Therefore, the rebound of the putback, though, is Rindles. Rindles with his first two. And the North College defenders trail 11-8. 11-8. North College down by three. Kavanaugh with the basketball. Dribbles with the left hand. Ball swiped away by Rindles. Rindles on a breakaway. He's got Starks in front of him. Starks bothers the shot. And it'll be North College basketball after the ball was tapped out. Rindles took it in. Starks was able to knock it away. Three players in for the defenders. It's O'Donnell, Sampson, and Terpstra. Rindles stays on the floor. O'Donnell turns it over on the pass inbounds. Hofer coming back the other way. Starks. Starks in traffic. Good. John Starks with a two-point bucket. North College trails by five again, 13-8. Rindles goes right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, gives it up Terpstra. Terpstra back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side Terpstra. Terpstra beyond the three-point line. Comes back left side Rindles. Rindles puts it on the deck, working against against Starks. Shot no good. Rebound is cleared out by Dakota State. Coming back the other way, the Trojans. John Starks with the basketball. Starks goes to Hofer. Hofer with the basketball back to Starks. Starks passes it down low, and a foul is called on North College's Alex Terpstra. Post-entry pass intended for Derek Magger. And Terpstra went to the swim move and got called for the foul. Hofer with it, deep left corner. Hofer trying to pass it inside, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. So Derek Magger in the ballgame, and this is the first action for him this year as well. So Dakota State, some new players in the rotation. Starks, a new starter. Hofer, three from the wing, good. Left wing three for Adam Hofer, and Dakota State has opened up a 16-8 lead. 16-8 our score. North College coming back the other way. O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Terpstra. Terpstra has Sampson open momentarily now. Dangerous cross-court pass. It's taken away by Starks. Starks into the lane. Starks driving into the left hand. Good. John Starks with 4 points. And Dakota State has opened up an 18-8 advantage. And North College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to North College. Back with more after this. North College basketball after the timeout. With the basketball right side, it goes over to Rindles. Rindles on the right wing, drops it down low for Sampson. They double down on him, and he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Zerbel, his first. Leighton Sampson to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 5 of 9 from the free throw line this season. A 56% free throw shooter. The freshman from Worthington, Minnesota, prepped at Southwest Christian in Edgerton. Right-handed free throw on the way by Sampson is up and good. Leighton makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. That stops the run of 7 unanswered by Dakota State. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. And Dakota State has an 18-9 advantage. Starks quickly up the floor, guarded there by Nabla. Pass goes left side to Bars. Bars to Starks. Starks with it on the left wing. Starks picks up his dribble. He goes to Brandon Boomsma. Boomsma. Kick out pass, Bars, Bars, three, no good. Long rebound, taken away by Rindles. Here comes Nathan into the front court. Spins it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell at the free throw line. Comes back right side over to Terpstra. Terp with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles into the lane. His short shot from 10 feet is good. Nathan Rindles with 2 field goals today. North College trails 18-11. Boomsma brings the ball up. He's got it left side. Goes over to Bars. Bars guarded there by Terpstra. Bars, ball deflected, taken away by Rindles. Rindles on a breakaway. He drives in, puts it up with the right hand, no good. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up and in. Nathan Rindles with back-to-back steals. North College leads, trails 18-13. 5 unanswered by the defenders. After the timeout, North College down 5. College trailed 18-8, now down 18-13. Boomsma over the basketball. Dort College switching on the screens on the perimeter. They go down low to Zerbel. Zerbel kicks it out to Bars. Bars with the basketball, and he is fouled on the play by Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal. They call him for a block. Nathan Rindles whistled for his first personal foul. End of the ball game will be Ryan Sumner. Checking out will be Rindles. Throwing the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Boomsma. Brendan Boomsma to throw it in. He gets it in over the top to Starks. Starks thought about the long three. Instead comes over to Hofer. Hofer with the basketball in between the circles out front. Hofer picks up his dribble. Guarded there by Sumner. Pass goes down low to Zerbel. Zerbel puts it up. Shot no good, but Sampson is called for a foul. Leighton Sampson whistled for the personal, and that's team foul number 5 already on the defenders. Taylor Feenster will check back into the ballgame with 13:01 remaining in this first half. Zerbel to the free throw line. Averaging 4.5 points per game. He's fouled in the act of shooting, so he'll shoot a pair here. First one off the mark, no good. Another one on the way. He's got 4 points tonight. Sampson is out. Feenster is in. So a second free throw on the way for Zerbel. Playing for Miguel Sansevor, who's on the bench with 2 personals. And Zerbel misses both free throws. O'Donnell into the front court. Andrew passes right side to Nabla. Nabla picks up his dribble. Finds Sumner back over to Nabla. Patrick gives it up. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Driving right side. Puts it up, and he's going to be called for traveling. A little out of control that time. Had the right idea, taking it to the basket, but then got his back turned and ends up traveling with the basketball. Boomsma brings it up. That moves Starks over to the point. They come back over to Starks on the give and go. And Starks on the backdoor cut gets it to go. Starks with 6 points. And already I can see this Dakota State team probably a different squad than North College scouted for with games against Dakota Wesleyan and Waldorf. John Starks makes a little bit of a difference. 3-pointer by Terpstra from the top of the key. Good. Alex Terpstra makes it a 2016 ball game. North College down 4 as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Nearly a steal by Terpstra. Terpstra trying to come over the top, trying to get the pass away as Bars broke to the top of the key. And they called Terpstra for the foul. Alex Terpstra whistled for the personal, his second. And Ord College sitting on six fouls already as a team, so the next one means bonus time for Dakota State. Boomsma, beg your pardon, this is Hofer. Hofer guarded there by Rendles. Rendles checks in for Terpstra. Terpstra's got two personals. Pass comes over to Hofer. Rendles playing with a personal foul as well. They dump it down low to Zerbel. Zerbel forced down to the baseline. Ord College doubles down. They get it back over to Starks. Starks three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Andrew O'Donnell passes off to Rendles. Rendles into the front court. His short shot from 10. Good. Nathan Rendles on the pull-up. He's got eight. And Ord College trails 20-18. Ord College down a deuce. John Starks for the basketball. 11:30 left to go first half. Dakota State ball. This is Seth Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh out front to Hofer, guarded there by Rendles. Ord College in man-for-man defense. They pass it over to Boomsma. Boomsma picks up his dribble, comes back over to Starks. Starks with it on the right wing. Starks down to the baseline, working against Sumner. Hesitation move, gets it to go as it rims around. John Starks with 8 points. Ord College trails 22-18. Inbounding the basketball, Ord College gets it in. Rendles across the timeline over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline. Fires it out front. Sumner stops, pops. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra gets the chicken wing move to go as he hooked the player with the elbow. Gets the shot to go. He's got 4 points. Ord College trails 22-20. Feenstra makes himself big on that pivot move and got him hooked with the elbow as he led around. And gets the easy two-point basket. Starks with it. Right side, Boomsma. Boomsma, right wing, beyond the three-point line. He comes back outside. They dump it down low for Zerbel. Zerbel driving. Gets around Feenstra. His shot is good. Zerbel with 6 points. Ord College trails 24-20. Ord College's post players having trouble with Zerbel in the early going. He's playing in place of Sansevier, who's on the bench with foul trouble. Rendles with the basketball, looking down low, picks up his dribble, passes to Feenstra. Feenstra faces up, his shot off of the window, no good. Rebound, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff is fouled on the play, and Tyler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So free throws on the way for Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff 2-for-2 from the charity stripe tonight. We're past the midpoint of the ball of the first half. 9:54 left to play in the first half of action. Timeout on the floor, charge two. I believe this is a media timeout, actually. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gacy, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764 by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Two free throws on the way for Tyler Walterstorff out of the media timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop. Serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Walterstorff's first free throw, not good. Another one on the way as he kicks that one off the heel. Second one is up. This one's up and through. Walterstorff with 3 points, all from the charity stripe, and the Dort College defenders trail 24-21. 9:50 left to go in the half. Pass goes right side over to Hofer. Hofer gives it up to Allen. Allen, I beg your pardon. Yes, that is Bryant Allen. And Bryant Allen hits the three. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. With the basketball out front is Walterstorff. Walterstorff gives it up. With it is Den Herder. Den Herder off of the glass, and they're going to call David Den Herder for a charging foul. Den Herder whistled for the charge. Dort College trails 26-21 after that bucket by Bryant Allen. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, I've got to go back and make some changes on my score sheet, it would appear. I've got a number change. Shot from the top of the key is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles with it into the front court. Rindles stops. Kick out pass. Sumner, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out by Sampson, but a foul called on Sampson, and free throws on the way for the Dakota State Trojans. Well, Bryant Allen, initially they had number five, John Starks, in the starting lineup for Dakota State. That actually should have been Bryant Allen, number three. Allen now with 8 points, so I had three field goals credited to Starks, but those should go to Allen, and Bryant Allen now has 8 points. We move forward from there. 1-1, missed, no good by Adam Hofer. And we come back the other way. Dort College trailing 27-21. And the Dort College defenders get a lay-in by Nathan Rindles as he splits the defense. Dort College trails 27-23, 8:35 left to play in this first half. Reverse layup is good for Brandon Boomsma. Boomsma with a two-point bucket. And Dort College trails 29-23. Left side it goes Nabla. Nabla gives it up Rindles. Rindles in the corner, steps into the lane. Feenstra. Feenstra, a little hook shot in the lane again. Good. Taylor Feenstra with 6 points. And the defenders trail 29-25. Dakota State basketball, Bryant Allen. Allen with it in between the circles. He passes over to Boomsma. Boomsma over the basketball. 2-3 zone applied by Dort College. Dakota State doesn't know how to attack it. Missed shot that time by Derek Mayer. And the Dort College defenders have a chance to cut the four-point lead down. Patrick Nabla over the basketball. Nabla over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Feenstra. Feenstra with it on the block. Works his way in. Puts it up. Flips it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Walterstorff. Walterstorff's shot is good. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Tyler Walterstorff working the offensive glass. He's got 5 points, and he can cut the lead down to one with a made free throw here. So count the hoop for Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff now with 5 points. Rindles will check out of the ballgame. Andrew O'Donnell's back in. Feenstra playing more minutes again here because David Denherter picked up his second personal foul. Terpstra's on the bench with two fouls as well. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Walterstorff. Walterstorff completes the three-point play. He's got 6 points. 29-28 our score. Into the front court with the basketball is Bryant Allen. Allen passes left side over to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh with the basketball. Kavanaugh gives it up to Boomsma. Boomsma over to Allen. Allen with the basketball. Three on the way by the left. He missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra, and I believe Barsh was standing out of bounds. And it'll be Dort College basketball. Barsh and Feenstra both came down with it, but Barsh was standing out of bounds with possession of the co-possession of the basketball. And the Dort College defenders can take their first lead with a made basket here. Pass goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up to Walterstorff. Walterstorff goes right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Now they go left side over to Nabla. Nabla to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the ball on the right side. They give it up to Brian Sumner. Sumner shot in the lane. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Sumner unable to convert, but he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, after a sluggish start, Dort College was down 18-8 with 14:50 left to go in the first half. Last 8 minutes, Dort College has outscored Dakota State 20-11. And they have a chance to cut the lead, end of the lead further here and tie it. Sumner's first free throw, no good. He can tie it at 29. With a made free throw here, Walterstorff, Feenstra, Donnell, and Nabla on the floor for Dort College along with Sumner. Sumner's second free throw on the way for the tie is up, and that one's in and out, no good. Rebound tapped. And Tyler Walterstorff just got called for a foul on the rebound as he was able to get inside position, but they say he grabbed a player to get inside. And Brian Sumner unable to convert the free throws, and now will walk the other way. Barsh to the free throw line to shoot two. I beg your pardon, it's only the single bonus right now. So Barsu is 6 for 6 this season, averaging 16 points per game. His free throw is up, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf into the front court. Tyler will drive. Off-balance shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Barse. Ian Barse has just picked up his second personal foul, and Tyler Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Nathan Rindles checks back into the ballgame, Fort Ord College. Both teams in the bonus from here on out. 6:46 left to play in the first half. Free throw on the way for Tyler Walthersdorf. It's up and good. Walthersdorf makes the first free throw. He's got 7 first half points. Dort College ties it up 29-29. Second free throw on the way for Walthersdorf. This one's up and off the heel, no good. And Nathan Rindles is going to be called for a push-off on a rebound. I don't think the official had a very good angle on that one. Looked to me like Rindles just went straight up into the air. And the referee standing basically in line between myself and Nathan Rindles, so he had the same angle as I did. So Dort College ties it up at 29, but free throws now for number 25, Derek Mager. And he unlocks the tie. Gives Dakota State a 30-29 advantage. 6:45 left to go in this half. Second free throw is up and through for Mager. And Dakota State leads 31-29. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew passes right side over to Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Brian Sumner gives it out front. Feenstra. Feenstra spots up. Casts up a three. It's off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Mager. Mager with the basketball. Mager gives it up. Jumper in the lane, no good. Missed by Brian Allen. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla, long pass ahead to Sumner. Sumner gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, back around the horn they go, Nabla. Nabla, right side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, they isolate him against Mager. Puts it up with the left hand, hangs on the rim, won't go through, and the rebound is cleared out by Taylor Zerbel. Dakota State with a chance to retake a 4 or 5 point lead. Into the front court with it is Allen. Allen with the basketball. Allen gives it up to Kavanaugh. Now Boomsma, Boomsma on the left wing, Dort College in a 2-3 zone. Boomsma, long three is off the heel, no good. Rebound taken out long, though, by Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh back over to Boomsma. Dakota State will recycle it. They pass it back over to Allen. Allen down to the baseline, and we've got a kick called on the defenders. 27 seconds on the shot clock, so there's no reset. Dakota State with the basketball. Hofer to throw it in. Hofer gets it into Boomsma. Boomsma splits the defense. And a foul on the play called on Dort College as Boomsma split the defense. Foul called on O'Donnell is his first. Terpstra will check back into the game for the defenders. Boomsma, pair of free throws. First one is up and through. He's got 3 points. Another one on the way. Terpstra checks in. Sumner checks out. And Brendan Boomsma will go to the free throw line for his second free throw. This one's off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell in between the circles out front. 5:25 left to play in the first half. Goes to Walthersdorf at the top of the key. Patrick Nabla is going to be called for a foul trying to post up. And the Dakota State lead is 32-29, and now they've got the basketball. Dakota State length of the floor in front of them. Seth Kavanaugh to bring it up. Kavanaugh gives it to Boomsma. Boomsma with the basketball. Dort College in his own defense. Dakota State working it around left side. This is Hofer. High post pass intended for Mager. Taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And it's going to be a 1-1 now for Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with a 1-1 coming. O'Donnell 7 of 11 from the charity stripe this season. 64% free throw shooter. can cut the lead down to one with a couple of made free throws here. Dort College trailing 32-29, 5:03 remaining in the half. First free throw by O'Donnell is good. He's got another one coming. 8 points per game average for the freshman from Sioux Center. And he's got another one on the way. David Denherter will check in at the break. O'Donnell's second free throw is up and through as well. O'Donnell makes both free throws. And the defenders trail 32-31. Taylor Feenstra is out. David Denherter is in. Denherter playing with two personal fouls. Dort College staying in what looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense where the two players really extend out to the wings. Hofer goes high post. They get the return pass out to Hofer. Three, no good. And a foul on the play called on Patrick Nabla. Nabla whistled for his second personal foul as he was boxing his player out. And Dakota State will now shoot more free throws. Derek Mager will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 4:49 left to play in this half. Megger 2-for-2 from the charity stripe already tonight. First one is up, no good. He's got another one coming. Sumner is in, Nabla is out. For Dort College, four players have two fouls each. They are Denherter, Terpstra, Rendles, and Nabla. Second free throw is up and good. So Mager makes one of two free throws. And the Dort College defenders trail 33-31. Andrew O'Donnell has his pocket pick. Brian Allen coming back the other way. And coming back with it is O'Donnell. And O'Donnell fights to get possession of the basketball back. And Dort College calls a timeout to maintain possession of it. Dort College uses their second timeout of the ballgame. They trail 33-31, 4:37 remaining in the half. Back with more after this. Andrew O'Donnell misses the shot on the other end, but David Denherter there is there to clean up the mess, and we're tied 33-33. 4:18 left to play. First half of action, Dakota State with the basketball. This is Brendan Boomsma. Boomsma with it on the right wing. Boomsma goes over to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh with the basketball. He goes right side over to Allen. Allen goes short corner to Zerbel. Zerbel dribbles it off of his foot out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. We have a break in the action, and Dakota State wants a sub in the game. Nathaniel Rowan is in. Zerbel checks out. Zerbel has been playing extensive minutes with Sansevier on the bench with two personals. Dort College and Dakota State tied up 33-33. Into the front court with the basketball is Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with it on the left side, goes to Sumner. Sumner left wing. Sumner, three ball in the way, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. David Denherter tried to tap it out as he couldn't grab it. Goes out of bounds on the Dakota State bench area. And here come the Trojans. Dort College still in that 1-2-2 zone. With the basketball is Boomsma. Boomsma comes back over to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh to Allen. Allen with the basketball. Allen gives it up. Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh three. Missed it. No good. Weak side rebound taken away by Dort College and Brian Sumner. Comes over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the left wing. Reversal over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell down on the block. O'Donnell bounce pass through the lane, and it's taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball coming back the other way. Pass goes to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, three, is good. Seth Kavanaugh with 6 points. Dakota State leads 36-33. O'Donnell goes right side to Sumner. Sumner to Terpstra. Terpstra, nothing there. Tries to get it back over to Waltersdorf, and it's taken back by Dakota State. Rowan into the front court, loses it, and now throws it away. It'll be Dort College basketball, I believe. I don't think a Dort College player touched it. Well, they're going to say it's Dakota State basketball. And that was purely a guess. I don't think either of any of the officials saw the play, actually. Dakota State leading 36-33, 2:46 remaining in the half. Boomsma with the basketball. Boomsma passes right side over to Allen. Allen with the ball back over to Boomsma. Boomsma goes over to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh in between the circles out front. Kavanaugh gives it up to Rowan. Rowan with the ball. Rowan goes to Boomsma. Boomsma to Bryant. Bryant in the lane. His short shot from 10 feet is good. Bryant Allen with 10 points. And Dakota State leads 38-33. Into the front court with the basketball is Rendles. And Rendles, his pass deflected, taken back by Dakota State. And College comes up with it, though. Pass it down low to Taylor Feenstra, and he's fouled on the way to the hoop. And Taylor will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Taylor Feenstra with 6 points so far tonight. Dort College trails 38-33. Defenders have not been sharp through this first half of play, and yet find themselves easily within striking distance at 38-34 now as Feenstra makes the first of two free throw tries. Feenstra now 3-for-3 tonight. 7 points for Feenstra. Terpstra checks out of the ballgame. And he can cut it down to a three-point ballgame here with a made free throw. Second free throw by Feenstra is up and good. So Taylor Feenstra makes both free throws. And the Dort College defenders trail 38-35. Dakota State basketball. Bryant Allen brings the basketball up. Allen passes over to Boomsma. Boomsma back over to Allen. Allen reverses it into the corner. Three ball on the way, no good. And a foul called on Dakota State. And Nathaniel Rowan. And the foul comes on the rebound, and Dort College will shoot free throws. So Dort College shooting a pair, both teams in the double bonus. Tyler Waltersdorf to shoot two. Waltersdorf with 7 points today. First free throw on the way for Tyler is up, no good. Waltersdorf 5-for-8 in charity stripe. This will be his ninth free throw shot tonight. Can cut it down to a two-point ball game. Free throw is up, and the free throw is short, no good. 1:50 and counting, first half. Dakota State leads 38-35. Right side with the basketball is Seth Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh with it on the wing. Kavanaugh gives it down low to Mager. Mager back around the horn they go. Shot on the way by Bryant Allen, and Allen drills a three, and it's a six-point ball game. 41-35, Dakota State back in front by six. Short jumper in the lane by Nathan Rendles. Rendles with 12 first-half points. And the defenders trail 41-37. 1:20 and counting, first half. Dakota State basketball, Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh with it on the wing. Kavanaugh driving in, puts it up, challenged on the play. And who's the foul going to go on? Patrick Nobel, I believe. Nobel has just picked up his third personal as he challenged the shot. Andrew O'Donnell's going to check back into the game. Seth Kavanaugh will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So the free throw by Kavanaugh is up and good. Seth Kavanaugh now with 7 points. Defenders trail 42-37 pending another free throw. So Kavanaugh, averaging 2.5 points per game, makes that free throw as well. He's 3-for-3. He's got 8 points in the first half. Dakota State leads 43-37. Dort College has one made three to their credit so far in this half. They force it down low to Feenstra. Taylor back out to O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. Powell's going to go on Kavanaugh as he doubled down, and he got a chunk full of arm on that play. And Taylor Feenstra, the freshman from Hull, will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 56.2 seconds remaining. Danny Voss is going to check into the game. Wouldn't be surprised if he goes for Rendles here. Rendles with a couple of fouls. Feenstra's first free throw is off the mark, no good. He's got another one coming. Rendles checks out of the ballgame with under a minute to go in the half. Dort College trails 43-37. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. This one's up and good. So Feenstra makes one of two. He's 5-for-6 tonight. And the defenders trail 43-38. Boomsman to the front court. 49 seconds on the game clock, 29 on the shot clock. Bryant Allen has the basketball. He passes right side, gets it back over to Boomsma. Boomsma's pass, deflected, taken away by the defenders. Here comes O'Donnell. He doesn't have the numbers. He'll wait at half court. O'Donnell passes right side over to Sumner. Sumner with it on the right wing. Shot clock is off. Pass goes left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gives it to Feenstra. Feenstra to Voss. 18 to shoot. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it at the point. He goes right side Walthersdorf. Dort College down by five, and we've got a foul called on Dakota State. Nathaniel Rowan was whistled for the personal foul on the perimeter. I believe that's number two on him. And Tyler Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Tyler with seven first half points. This will be his 10th and 11th free throws shot. First free throw on the way by Tyler is up and good. He's got another one coming. Can cut it down to a three-point ball game here with 7.2 seconds remaining. Plenty of time for Dakota State to get a shot off. 2nd free throw by Walt, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Bryant Allen. Allen into the front court, he's at the top of the key. Fires it into the corner, Boomsma. Boomsma puts up a challenge, three, and he hits it. Brendan Boomsma with 6 points. Dort College had him challenged, and he knocks it down, and the Dort College defenders go into the locker room down by the largest deficit of the first half since it was 18-8. Dort College had battled back to take a brief lead. Dakota State, though, pulled away with a 7-point advantage at halftime, 46-39, getting a 3-pointer from the right wing by Boomsma under duress. And we go to the locker room. Dakota State 46, Dort College 39. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Bob and England, Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. We're in halftime. Dort College trails 46-39 to the Dakota State Trojans. Dort College 12 of 26 shooting from the floor, 1 for 6 on threes, 14 for 22 on free throws. That comes out to 46.2% from the floor, 16.7% on three-pointers, 63.6% on free throws. For Dakota State, 17 of 29 from the floor, 58.6%, 5 of 13 on threes, 38.5%, 7 of 13 on free throws, 53.8%. Dort College owns a 21-14 rebounding advantage. Dort College 10 turnovers, Dakota State 6. Dort College was led by Nathan Rindles with 12 first-half points, 6 for 9 from the floor, 9 points for Taylor Feenstra, 8 for Tyler Walthersdorf, 3 for Alex Terpstra, 4 for David Den Herder, 2 for Andrew O'Donnell, and one for Leighton Sampson for Dort College's total of 39 points. For Dakota State, Bryant Allen with 16 points, 7 of 11 from the deck, 2 for 4 on three-pointers. 8 points for Taylor Zerbella off the bench, 4 for 4, playing in place of Miguel Sansevor, who spent all but the first 1:13 of the game on the bench. He got into foul trouble almost immediately. 6 points each for Seth Cavanaugh and Brendan Boomsma. 3 for Adam Hofer. 2 for Miguel Sansevor for their total of 46 points. Rebounds, Taylor Feenstra has 6. Nathan Rindles and Tyler Walterstorff have 4 rebounds each for Dakota State. 3 rebounds each for Seth Cavanaugh and Derek Megger. Brian Allen has 3 assists. Patrick Nabla has 3 assists for Dort College. 2 steals for Nathan Rendles. 2 steals for Nathan Rowan and Brian Allen for Dakota State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Keldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Madison, South Dakota. We're at halftime, men's college basketball. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. Trailing Dakota State at halftime, 46-39. Men's college basketball earlier tonight in women's play was Dakota State coming back from a late 9-point deficit to win 89-87. Dort College was led by Abby Chapman's 24 points, 13 points for Robin Blount. For Dakota State, 24 points for Courtney Holstein, 18 points for Cherie Galbraith. Also 18 points for Kennedy Wagner off of the bench for Dakota State. Dort College volleyball tomorrow night as the Defenders wrap up the regular season, taking on Northwestern. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity start times at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Thursday, the Dort College men's basketball, the men's soccer team at home as they face Briarcliff in the GPAC quarterfinal round. Winner advances on to the semifinals the following Tuesday. Friday, the Dort College men's basketball team back in action in Orange City as they face Cardinal Stritch. That start time is 6 o'clock. You can hear it on KDCR. Saturday, the Dort College cross-country teams running in the GPAC Championships at Mitchell, South Dakota. The Dort College men's basketball team playing Valley City State in Orange City at 2 o'clock. Dort College women's basketball team facing Grandview at 2 o'clock on Saturday. That's at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Dort College football is hosting Hastings. That begins at 1 o'clock with kickoff at Open Space Park in Sioux Center. And the Dort College volleyball team in action Saturday evening as well as they host the Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round Saturday evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium. That is a 7:30 first serve. 46-39, Dakota State leads Dort College by 7 at halftime. Dort College is out of the locker room. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Seeing if there are any scores in from across the conference on this Tuesday evening. Great Plains Athletic Conference women's soccer play. Quarterfinal round played out today. We have one final. Well, that was from yesterday. That was non-conference volleyball. Doan College versus Bellevue. Taking a look at the scoreboard for today in women's soccer. Briarcliff defeats Northwestern 1-0. Morningside and Hastings playing. Doan at Concordia. Dakota Wesleyan's at Midland. All those winners advance on to play later this week in the GPAC semifinals. Women's basketball, Hastings defeated Mount Marty 87-73. They're also playing men's basketball this evening over in Hastings, so an early GPAC doubleheader. Heavy night of action tomorrow night in volleyball play as the quarterfinal rounds will be set after tomorrow as the women's volleyball teams wrap up play with their regular season tomorrow evening. Doan's at Hastings, Midland is at Concordia, Morningside's at Briarcliff, and the GPAC and Northwestern is at Dort. We are set to resume play here in the second half. Dort College trailing by 7. Dort College with a little hill to climb here on the road. And it'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball to start the second half of play. Initially, they had signaled Dort College basketball. But Dakota Wesleyan will have it. Ball is inbounded. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Bryant Allen. Allen passes left side. They get it away over to Barce. Barce with the ball. Barce back to Allen. Allen, jumper, top of the key, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Rindles passes left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff didn't get set. His three, no good. Fight for the basketball and a jump ball. Alternating possession it will be. Dort College basketball, and that time Rindles comes down. Looks like he might have got the wind knocked out of him. Now he'll inbound the basketball. Came down a little bit hard on that side the way it looked. Bounce inbounds pass to Walterstorff. It's taken away. Coming back the other way with it is Allen. Allen puts it up in traffic and a foul on the play called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Brian Sumner. Sumner picks up his first personal. Allen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's fouled in the act of shooting. He's got 13 points. 2 for 2 on free throws this season. So free throw on the way for Brian Allen. First one is up and good. 14 points for Allen. Another free throw on the way as he tries to extend the lead to 9. Dakota State led by as many as 10 in the first half. That was at 18-8. Allen makes both free throws. And the defenders trail 48-39. 15 points for Allen tonight. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles maintaining possession of it. Gets around Allen, but Allen's going to be called for a foul. So Bryant Allen whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on him. 19-17 remaining in the ball game. Ball comes into Walterstorff. Walterstorff tries to pass it inside, and it's taken away. Coming up with the basketball is in Barce. Barce on the wing. Gives it up to Allen. Allen with the basketball. Allen in between the circles out front. Gets the return pass. He goes right side to Barce. Barce back to Allen. Allen with the ball. Allen, hesitation move up front. Walterstorff cuts him off. They toss it down low to Sansevier. Sansevier with it on the wing. Sansevier backing his way in. Kick out pass comes back over to Allen. 7 to shoot for Dakota State. Allen in traffic. Kick out pass. Jumper on the baseline is good. Busted play, and Ian Barce ends up with a basketball on the short corner. And the defenders have allowed 4 straight to start the second half. Tyler Walterstorff answers with a drive down the lane. He's got 10 points, and the defenders trail 50-41. 18-20 remaining in this ball game. Bryant Allen with the basketball. He passes left side over to Ian Barce. Barce on the wing. Barce gives to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh with the basketball back over to Hofer. Hofer trying to pass it inside to Sansevier, and Taylor Feenstra is called for a foul. So he was playing post defense on Miguel Sansevier. Feenstra picks up foul number 2. Dakota State will inbound the basketball. They get the ball inbounded over to Barce. Ball stabbed at. It's loose. And now an over-and-back violation called against Dakota State. Barce touched it in the front court, then chased it into the back court. And Tyler Walterstorff inbounds the basketball to Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball at midcourt. He passes over to Brian Sumner. Sumner with it on the right wing. Sumner, while beyond the three-point line, gives it up to Rindles. Rindles in traffic. Bounces it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra layup good. Taylor with 11. Dort College trails by 7, 50-43. Dort College trying to chip away. 17:41 remaining in this contest. Dakota State with the basketball. This is Hofer. Hofer on the wing, and we've got a foul called on the screen. And I believe that's going to go on Terpstra, and if that's on Alex, that's number three. No, they call it on Rindles. That's number three on Nathan. So Alex Terpstra is going to be assessed the personal foul. That'll be his third, I believe. Pass comes into Sansevier. Sansevier lost it. It's picked up by Stewart. Allen. And Allen dumps it underneath to Sansevier, and Sansevier jams it home. 4 points for Sansevier. And Dakota Wesleyan leads it 52-43. Coming back the other way, Bryant Allen commits the foul. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two. So Nathan Rindles to shoot a pair of free throws. Rindles with 12 first half points. First one on the way by Rindles is up and good. He's 12 for 12 to start the season. Another one on the way for Nathan Rindles. Andrew O'Donnell checks into the ballgame. Terpstra checks out. Feenstra is also out of the ballgame, and checking in is David Denherder. Second free throw is up, and this one's good as well for Rindles. So Rindles makes both free throws. Nathan's got 14 points. And the defenders trail 52-45. Pass goes left side. Lob pass inside for Sansevier. Sansevier guarded there by Denherder. They operate a give and go, and they give it to Hofer. Hofer reverse layup. Good. He's got 5 points. North College trails 54-45. Waltersdorf gives it up. Sumner. Sumner right side. Rindles. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell in the right corner. Gives it back up over to Rindles. Rindles into the lane. Dumps it off for Denherder. Denherder gathers himself, puts it up, blocked, rebound Rindles. Now Sumner, Sumner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in, and he is fouled on the play by Sansevier. Sansevier whistled for the personal foul. And for Miguel Sansevier, that's foul number three. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. O'Donnell with 2 points tonight. North College down 9. They've trailed by as many as 10 this evening, and they've trailed by as many as 11. They were down 50-39 to start the second half. Dakota State scored the first 4 points of the second half to go up 50-39. North College has been no closer than 7 since then. First free throw by O'Donnell is no good. He's got another one coming. He's 2 for 3 now from the charity stripe. Second free throw for the freshman is up and hangs on the rim and drops through. O'Donnell with 3 points, and the defenders trail 54-46. Dakota State basketball, Boomsma. Boomsma working against O'Donnell. Boomsma passes out front to Hofer. Hofer guarded there by Rindles. They dump it down low for Sansevier. Sansevier to Boomsma. Boomsma missed the shot. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Patrick Nabla into the front court, gets it over to Rindles. Rindles, kick out pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three ball, got it. Andrew O'Donnell with a 3-point bucket. Dort College trails 54-49. O'Donnell now with 6 points. Hofer passes right side to Barce. Barce looking for the pick and roll. Barce into the lane. They give it up to Sansevier. Sansevier misses the dunk. And we've got a foul called on David Denherder. Denherder whistled for the foul, as they say he fouled Sansevier from behind. And Sansevier will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot 2 free throws. ...54-49, Dort College down by 5. Sansevier, 4 points tonight. First free throw on the way is up, and that one's no good. Another one on the way for Miguel Sansevier. Well, Dort College has to figure out a way to defend that pick and roll. Dakota State has taken advantage on a couple different occasions now. Checking out of the ballgame is Tyler Waltersdorf. David Denherder also checks out. Sansevier makes 1 of 2 free throws. He'll check out of the ballgame. Remember, he's playing with 3 personals, so Gary Garner gets him off of the floor. sends Taylor Zerbel, 6'4 post player, into the fray. Leighton Sampson on the floor for the defenders as well. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball on the left wing. O'Donnell to Rindles. Rindles gives it down low to Nabla. Nabla back out front, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball in traffic, and he is hacked on the play by Zerbel. Zerbel picks up the personal, his second. David didn't hurt her, by the way. That was his third moments ago. Dort College to inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Nabla. Nabla to Sumner. Sumner with it out front. Back over to Patrick. Patrick with it on the right wing. Patrick back over to Rindles. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell drives in, dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson layup good. The assist to O'Donnell. The basket to Sampson. Dort College down 4, 55-51. 15:20 left to go in the game. Dakota State basketball on the right side with it is Seth Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh goes high post. Back over to Hofer. Hofer swishes in a three from long range. He's got it on the right wing, and he knocks down the three. He's got 8 points. Dort College trails 58-51. Bounce pass underneath for Sampson. Sampson off of the glass, no good, but he's fouled. That's on the putback attempt. Dort College trails 58-51. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Sampson with 3 points tonight. He goes to the free throw line to try and draw Dort College back to within five. Dort College down four moments ago, but a three-pointer by Hofer. First free throw by Sampson, no good. Another one on the way for Leighton Sampson. Sampson 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Second free throw on the way for Sampson. This one's up and no good as well. That one rims out. Dakota State with the basketball. Pass comes over to Hofer. Hofer on the right side. Hofer to Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh to Boomsma. They pass it down low to Zerbel. Zerbel's shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. And Leighton Sampson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Lots of fouls and lots of free throws tonight. Free throws on the way for Zerbel. He's 0-for-2 from the charity stripe this evening. Both teams already with 5 team fouls. First free throw no good. Barse will check into the contest. He goes in for Cavanaugh for Dakota. Oh, that's for Dakota State. For Dort College, Nabla and Sumner check out. Terpstra and Rindles check back in. Also on the floor, Waltersdorf, Sampson, and O'Donnell for the defenders. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Waltersdorf. Ahead it goes to Rindles. Rindles into the corner, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, bounce pass goes to Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with 5 points. The assist again to O'Donnell, and Dort College trails by 5, 58-53. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Barse gives it up to Hofer. Hofer has the shot blocked out of bounds by Sampson. It'll be Dakota State basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 58-53, Dort College down 5. Inbounding the basketball is Boomsma. Boomsma gets the ball inbounded to Barse. Barse misses the three, no good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. It bounces on the baseline after it was touched by Derek Megger. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. This is Rindles. Rindles goes over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the right wing. Alex with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf down low. It goes to Rindles. Rindles puts it up, and it's blocked by Sansevier. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding will be Andrew O'Donnell. Gets it into Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler's half hook. Shot no good. Rebound fought for, now a jump ball called. Alternating possession, it'll be Dakota State basketball. Sampson able to tie up Sansevier on the play. Sansevier that earlier swatted the shot by Rindles away. And with 13:54 left to go in the game, Dakota State brings the basketball up. They pass it off to Megger. Megger with the basketball over to Boomsma. Boomsma down to the baseline. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College down five. Walterstorff right side Terpstra into the corner. O'Donnell. O'Donnell floats it up off of the glass. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with 2 points on that possession. 8 for the ball game. Dort College trails 58-55. Dakota State basketball. Barce. Barce on the left wing, guarded by Terpstra. Steal by O'Donnell. O'Donnell, one player to beat. That's Boomsma. Lay-in good by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the steal and the lay-in. Dort College trails 58-57. Dort College on a 6-0 run to go from down 58-51 to down 58-57. Right side pass over to Barce. Barce with it on the wing. Lob pass over the top. It's stolen away by Sampson. Sampson gives it up. Walterstorff. Walterstorff ahead to Rindles. Nathan into the front court. Terp. Terp, three ball. Missed it. No good. Rebound, though, tipped and controlled by Rindles. Rindles to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, the dagger. No good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. And now a foul called on the defenders. Or College a little three happy on that trips. A couple guys wanted to make the three and get Dort College in front by a couple. Sampson checks out of the ballgame. Feenstra checks in. So Dort College misses on that chance. What Dort College had been doing to chip away at this one was playing gritty defense and then being patient on offense. That time down the floor, they got in a little bit of a hurry. 12:40 left to go in the game. Dort College trails 58-57. Back into the ballgame is Bryant Allen for Dakota State. Hofer gets the ball back over to Allen. Allen with the basketball. Putting the shot up in the lane is Megger. Megger fouled on the play, and the foul's going to go on Feenstra, I believe. That's number three on Taylor. Megger will go to the free throw line where he's 3 for 4 tonight. Brian Sumner will check into the game. So two free throws on the way for Megger as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. He's got another one coming. Can extend the lead back to three. Sumner is in. Terpstra is out. A second free throw on the way for Megger. This one is up and left it short. No good. Rebound cleared by Brian Sumner. Dort College trails 59-57. Brian Sumner with the basketball. Sumner's pass to Rindles. Rindles with it at the high post. He goes to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, kick out pass. And Walterstorff's going to be called for 3 seconds. On Dort College, a couple possessions here where they haven't been able to convert. Dakota State will now bring the ball up. Bryant Allen will walk it across the timeline for Dakota State, leading by two. 12 minutes left to go in the game. Left side pass goes over to Hofer. Hofer to Allen. Allen with the basketball. Allen to Megger. Megger with the basketball back over to Allen. Bryant Allen in between the circles. He passes left side over to Hofer. Hofer underneath. Sansevier might have traveled with it. He dumps it in from short range. The hook shot. It's good. He's got 7. Dakota State back in front by 4, 61-57. And a foul on the other end called against Dakota State and Adam Hofer. Hofer whistled for the personal foul. It's team foul number 6 on Dakota State. Nabla's back into the game. O'Donnell will check out. That is foul number 4 on Hofer. And he checks out of the ball game. Ball comes into Feenstra. Ball fake. Puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound tip. Controlled by Megger. And now jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, they gave Tyler Walterstorff a little bit of leeway that time as thought Feenstra got fouled putting it up. Then as the rebound was gathered in, Walterstorff was given just a little bit of latitude, and he was able to reach in and force the tie-up. That would have been a foul in the first half. Walterstorff with the basketball, outside to Sumner. Sumner at the free throw line, he travels with it. 61-57, Dort College down four. They were then one at 58-57, had a possession where they didn't convert. Dakota State made a free throw. Go up 59-57, Dort College again a possession they didn't convert, and now Dakota State has pushed the lead back to four, and they've got the basketball. They go high post to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh with the basketball back over to Allen. Allen to Boomsma. Boomsma down to the baseline. Boomsma cut off. They get it back out front to Allen. Allen with the basketball. Sansevier camping out in the lane, and he's going to be called for 3 seconds. He had the campfire built, and he had the tent pitched. He was just in the middle of the lane and did not move. Oftentimes you keep moving, they'll give you a little bit of grace, but that time he was just parked. With it on the right side is Rindles. Nathan driving in, scoops it up, shot no good, rebound taken away. And now another jump ball, this time between Waltersdorf and Sansevier. So a jump ball, this time it's Dakota State basketball. Bryant Allen will inbound the ball. Dort College down 61-57. Well, the scoring pace has slowed somewhat here in the first 9 minutes and 17 seconds of the second half. Dakota State 15 points, Dort College 18 points. Dort College has cut 3 points off of what was a 7-point halftime deficit. Allen will bring the basketball up against Rindles. Pass goes left side, Brendan Boomsma. Boomsma with it on the left side. Boomsma back over to Allen. Bryant Allen with the basketball. He'll drive in. Kick out pass. And who's the foul going to go on? Tyler Waltersdorf is going to pick up the personal. And for Tyler, I believe that's number 2. Bryant Allen will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. He was fouled in the act of shooting. He's got 15 points. So Dowell and Terpstra waiting to check in. Well, they're going to say this was a 1-1. Rindles and Waltersdorf will check out of the ballgame. This is a youthful lineup. Three sophomores and 2 freshmen on the floor for the defenders. O'Donnell and Feenster, the freshmen. Allen's first free throw is good. He's got 16. The sophomores are Sumner, Nabla, and Terpstra. Feenstra, the post player in this set. Would imagine O'Donnell is going to run the point. Second free throw is up and good as well for Allen. Allen 4-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got 17 points. And Dakota State has extended the lead to 63-57. Pass on the perimeter is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and Alex Terpstra as he broke out to the wing. Kavanaugh forces the turnover. Dort College touched it last. And midway through the second half, Dakota State still has a 6-point lead. They've weathered one Dort College storm. Boomsma with the basketball. Boomsma out front, guarded there by Sumner. Passes over to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh with it, picks up his dribble. He passes left side over to Boomsma. Boomsma to Allen. Allen in between the circles up front. Allen with the basketball. He still has his dribble. The lefty is going to cast up a 3, and he knocks it down. Off the bounce, Bryant Allen knocks it down. Dort College trails by 9, 66-57. 8 unanswered by Dakota State. Sumner passes left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, right side Terpstra. Terpstra, Sumner. Sumner on the right wing. Comes back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Terpstra. Terpstra, 3, got it. 3-point basket by Alex Terpstra is second of the ballgame. Dort College trails 66-60. Dakota State basketball, 9:15 remaining in this ballgame. Dakota State has led the entire second half. Dort College just trying to hang around. Allen kicks it out, right side, Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, 3, no good. Ball hits off of the support structure after the rim, and it'll be Dort College basketball on the team rebound. 66-60, Dort College down by 6. Dort College basketball when we resume play right after this. Timeout on the floor. Back with more in a moment. You were listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 66-60. North College men trying to do what the Dakota State women did earlier tonight. Dakota State trailed most of the second half, came on late and won it by two. Dakota State leading most of this half in men's play. We're past the midpoint now, just 8:55 left to go in the game. North College down six. Terpstra with it on the left side, guarded there by Kavanaugh. Gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra deep in the left corner. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the wing. Terpstra trying to create, puts it up, and we've got a charging foul called on Alex Terpstra. Seth Kavanaugh, they say, got set as Terpstra drove to the basket. And the defenders trail now 66-60. Dakota State basketball, Bryant Allen with it. Allen to Hofer, Hofer to Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh back over to Allen. Bryant Allen with it on the left wing, guarded there by O'Donnell. Comes right side, Sansevier, Sansevier with it on the perimeter. Comes back over to Boomsma, Boomsma, Kavanaugh, Kavanaugh, three, no good. Long rebound, and Bryant Allen will pull it out and set it up. 8:10 remaining, first to end ball game. Sansevier with it on the right elbow of the lane. 17 feet from the hoop. Fakes the shot. Now gives it back over to Allen. Allen, dump out to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh to Boomsma. Boomsma with the basketball. And the ball is taken away by Patrick Nabla. Nabla with the basketball ahead to Sumner. Sumner on the left wing. The trailer, Feenstra, and Feenstra can't hang on to it. Coming the other way with it is Barce. Barce to Boomsma. Boomsma to Allen. Allen with the basketball. Well, those things will come with experience. Dort College, you got to know who, where the player is and where they can handle it. And that time, Dort College gave it to a post player out on the perimeter on a fast break, and that's not going to work out well in most cases. Block shot on the other end. Brian Sumner, three ball, three-point basket, good. Brian Sumner with his first points of the ball game. Dort College trails 66-63. So Dort College weathering the storm, and just after they had turned it over in transition, now they cut it to three in transition as Brian Sumner knocks one down. There's a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Full-length timeout charged to Dakota State. 7:17 left to go in the game. Back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886 by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollierton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Bryant Allen will bring the basketball up for Dakota State. Gets around Nathan Rendles for the time being. Rendles races back, now hassling him out front. Allen with the basketball. Allen at the free throw line. Back over to Barce. Barce answering back with a three. No good. His three-pointer bounces off of the rim. Hits the cable hanging above the rim. And the Dort College defenders can cut it down to one with a two-point basket or tie it on a three. Right side is Tyler Walterstorff with the basketball. Walterstorff with it on the wing. Still has his dribble alive. Passes down low to posting up Nathan Rendles. They double down on him. The cutter, Walterstorff, unable to hang on to it. Dakota State gets the steal, and the North College defenders trail 66-63, and they need another defensive stop. With the basketball is Bryant Allen. Allen guarded there by Rendles, and now a foul called on Rendles out front. Nathan has just picked up his fourth personal with 6:30 remaining. I beg your pardon, that's his third. Earlier he had been assessed a third, but they ruled that should have been on Terpstra instead, so that's number three on Rendles. Bryant Allen shooting two free throws. Dakota State is in the double bonus from here on out. Allen with 21 points as he makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. 6:30 left to go in the game. Second free throw on the way for Allen is up, and this one's good as well. So Allen, 6 for 6 on free throws. Dort College trails 68-63. Right side pass goes over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell out front. Terp, three, missed it, no good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball. Bryant Allen. Allen will take it across the timeline. His team up by five. Bryant Allen with the basketball, guarded there by Rindles. Pass goes left side, boom, spun in front of the Dakota State bench. Comes back to Allen. Allen will drive down to the baseline, puts it up in traffic, count the hoop, and he's fouled, and the foul's going to go on Nathan Rindles, and Rindles has just picked up his fourth. Now, Dort College can ill afford to go without Nathan Rindles for an extended period here down the stretch. We'll see what Coach Ross Dalma does here, if he elects to let him stay in or take him out just for a 30-second or 60-second break. Looks like he's going to leave him in. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Allen. And Dakota State has opened up a 71-63 lead with five unanswered. 5:49 left to go in the game. Pass down low to Sampson. Sampson, layup, good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. He's got 7 points. Dort College trails 71-65. Allen will walk it into the front court. Bryant Allen across the timeline. He passes right side to Barse. Barse back to Allen, guarded there by O'Donnell. They dump it off. Shot is up, no good. Tap in is up and good. Two-point basket for Derek Magger after missing the initial shot. He gets the second one to go. And the Dort College defenders trail 73-65. Pass goes down low, Sampson. Sampson in traffic, puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. So two free throws on the way for Sampson. Leighton Sampson to shoot a pair. He's got 7 points. First free throw is up and good. 73-66. Another free throw coming for the freshman from Worthington, Minnesota. Terpstra checks out of the ballgame for Dort College. Sumner is back in. Second free throw by Sampson is off the heel, no good. 73-66. Dort College down seven. Allen into the front court. He passes left side to Barse. Barse with it on the wing. Barse passes down low to Sansevor. Sansevor guarded there by Sampson. Sansevor, right-handed shot, is up and good. Wasn't even looking at the hoop, and he got it to go. He's got 9 points, and the lead is nine again, 75-66. Three-pointer by Sumner is good. Sumner answering back. And the Dort College defenders trail 75-69. Brian Sumner with 6 points. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Dort College still down six. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on
Ranger Station.
Yeah. Brandon Brewersma checks in for Dort College. Brewersma, a sophomore from Sunnyside, Washington. He'll guard Sansevor. Dakota State will walk it into the front court with Bryant Allen. They go high post. This is Adam Hofer. Hofer back over to Allen. Allen on the left wing. Dort College looks like they are in a man-to-man defense. Pass goes over to Hofer. Hofer with the basketball. They double down to Sansevor. It's taken away. Well, there were a few different calls on that play. And finally, it ends up being Dort College with a jump ball. Initially, they indicated a foul call. And then they settle for a jump ball, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Waltersdorf gets it over to Rindles. Rindles comes back left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, spin move in the lane. His shot is good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. He's got 10 second-half points. Dort College trails 75-71. Dakota State basketball. Bringing the ball into the front court is Bryant Allen. Allen goes over to Boomsma. Boomsma, right wing to Barse. Barse, lob pass over the top. And dunking it is Sansevor. And Sansevor, with a three-point play opportunity, they call the foul on Leighton Sampson. Sansevor gets the dunk, and he is fouled on the play. And it's back to a six-point ball game pending the free throw by Sansevier. Sansevier 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. 3:45 remaining in this contest. Feenstra is in, and fouling out of the game on the play was Layton Sampson. Sampson played a strong second half. He ends up with 8 points, seven of them in the second half of play. Free throw on the way for Sansevier, trying to extend it to a seven-point ball game. And he does. Line drives it through to Sansevier. And Dakota State leads 78-71. Right side pass O'Donnell. O'Donnell underneath the Feenstra. Feenstra underneath Walterstorff. Walterstorff layup good. He's got 12. Dort College trails 78-73. Still a stop or two away, and you convert, you're right back in it. 3:20 remaining in the game. Right side pass to Barce. Barce to Hofer. Hofer. They give it up to Sansevier, and Sansevier is fouled on the play by Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal, and I believe that's number 4 on Taylor Feenstra. Miguel Sansevier will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Trying to extend the lead back to 7. Right now it's at 5, 78-73. Free throw by Sansevier, the right-hander, is up and good. Line drive, but he kicks it down off of the heel and it falls through. 79-73, Dort College down 6. Second free throw for Sansevier. Sansevier saddled with foul trouble in the first half. He's got 13 points right now. And he makes that one as well. So Dort College trails 80-73 with a basketball. Rindles into the front court, 3:12 remaining. Pass goes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Sumner, Sumner, three, got it. Three-point basket, Brian Sumner, his third of the ball game, and the Dort College defenders use another timeout. 80-76 our score, Dort College back to within 4, back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
It's important to be...
Dort College fighting and scrapping in this one, down 80-76. Dakota State has been able to withstand every Dort College run here in the second half. The Dort College defenders have lost one player to foul trouble already. That's Layton Sampson. Another Walter, Taylor Feenstra also has 4 fouls as you take a look at foul trouble. Sampson fouled out moments ago. He's got 8 points and he's unavailable. Bringing the basketball up will be Brian Allen, Dort College trailing 80-76. Allen with 28 unofficially. Pass goes to Hofer. Hofer to Sansevier. Sansevier back to Allen. Allen to Sansevier. Sansevier layup good. Sansevier got free underneath. Dort College rotated over and then backed off, not wanting to foul him in the act of shooting. Seen that a couple of times already tonight. The end one. Nathan Rindles, a shot in the lane at the other end. Dort College trails 82-78. Dakota State basketball, 2:30 remaining in the game. Hofer goes right side Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh with the basketball. They dump it down low. Ball's deflected out, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Dakota State inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rindles gave chase but ran out of real estate. Dakota State throwing the ball in. Hofer gets it inbounded to Megger. Now they go out front to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh setting the offense. Kavanaugh back to Allen. Bryant Allen with the basketball. Hofer. Hofer high post. Megger. 7 to shoot. Now 6. Hofer driving in. Puts it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College down 4. Rindles driving. Kick out. Sumner. B-Sum. 3. Got it. Brian Sumner, his 4th 3. And Dort College is back to within a point at 82-81. 1:50 left to go in the game. Dort College down 1. Allen with the basketball. Bryant Allen passes it left side to Kavanaugh. They go high post, dump it underneath, and we've got a foul called on Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for the personal foul. Looked like he had backed off. And Derek Mager will go to the free throw line and shoot two, as they say, who is fouled in the act of shooting. 1:34 remaining in the game. Dort College trailing by one. Mager shooting two. He is 4 for 6 today from the free throw line. And now 5 for 7. He's got another one coming. Trying to extend the lead to 3. 1:34 left to go in the game. That was Sumner's second foul. This one's up, and he airballed it. Dort College trails by 2, 83-81, and there's a timeout on the floor. Full-length timeout, charge to Dakota State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Outer Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker and a proactive physical therapy and sports rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Nathan Rendles will bring the basketball up. Dort College down 2, 83-81. Rendles with it on the right wing. Rendles driving in, dumps it off for Feenster, and we've got a foul called before the play. That's going to go on Dakota State, or before the shot, I should say, as he dumped it off to Feenster. 1-1 on the way for Nathan Rendles. Rendles with 16 points this evening. So a 1-1 opportunity coming for Nathan Rendles. Walterstorff, Feenstra, O'Donnell, and Sumner on the floor for the defenders. Rendles' free throw is up and through. 17 for Rendles, and he can tie it here. 1:28 left to go in regulation. Second free throw on the way for Rendles is up and good as well. Rendles ties it up at 83, our first tie of the second half. Dakota State basketball. Bryant Allen brings the ball up. Dort College in his zone. Dakota State basketball. Kavanaugh on the wing. Comes over to Hofer. Hofer to Sansevier. Sansevier on the baseline. Reverses Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh out front to Allen. Allen in between the circles. 15 to shoot. They go high post. Mager. Mager to Hofer. Hofer with it on the right wing. 1 minute left to go in the game. 8 to shoot. Right side pass Sansevier. Sansevier reverses. Kavanaugh, 3, missed it, no good. Rebound Feenstra, Dort College basketball. O'Donnell will bring it into the front court. He passes now over to Rendles. Rendles on the right side, 43 seconds and counting. 25 on the shot clock. There's an 18-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Rendles with the basketball, picks up his dribble, passes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff shakes right, goes left, lays it up, cut the hoop, and he's fouled! Walterstorff, fouled in the act of shooting, finishes with the left hand. And the Dort College defenders, with 30.5 seconds left to go in the contest, take their first lead of the second half. Walterstorff trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And he does. Tyler Walterstorff gives Dort College a three-point advantage, 86-83. Timeout, Dort College. You need a defensive stop now. The shot clock is off. 30.5 seconds remaining when we resume play right after this.
The clap.
Tyler Walthersdorf with a three-point play to give Dort College an 86-83 advantage. Now with 30.5 seconds left to go, it'll be strategy time for both teams. For Dakota State, I'd imagine you go for a quick two and then commit a foul. For Dort College, if you can force them into running some time off of the clock, you may get into a situation where you send them to the free throw line rather than giving them the opportunity to tie it on a three-point basket. All those things will have to play out here. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG on the floor for the defenders. It is Feenstra, Sumner, Walthersdorf, Rendles, and O'Donnell. For Dakota State, it is Kavanaugh, Allen, Hofer, Sansevier, and Megger. Into the front court with the basketball is Allen. Bryant Allen gets a screen out front. They pass into the corner to Hofer. Hofer with the basketball back to Allen. Allen, step back three. He's got it. In and out. No good. Rebound, Rendles. Rendles with the basketball. 16 seconds left. Rendles in the backcourt. He is fouled. Hoitt was halfway down, and it popped back out. Bryant Allen got a look at a three, but he missed it. There's still 14.4 seconds remaining. And now if you're Dort College, you need Nathan Rendles to slow down just enough to make two free throws. That foul was charged to Bryant Allen and was his third. He missed the three, but he was heads up and committed the foul. First free throw by Rendles is up and dead center. Nabla is in. Feenstra is out. Dort College will go with perimeter defensive players. 14.4 seconds remaining. Dort College by four now. Another free throw on the way for Nate. It's up and good. Nathan Rendles, 17 for 17 to start the season from the free throw line. Dort College leads 88-83. 11 seconds left. Dakota State driving in. Megger. Megger lays it up. Good. It's a three-point ball game. 6.8 seconds remaining. And the Dort College lead is 88-85. This one is not over yet. Dakota State calls a timeout. Dort College unable to get the defensive stop. Alex Terpstra will check into the ballgame. Now you start thinking about free throw shooters as well. So Dort College by three. Inbound the basketball, make a free throw or two, and get out with a win. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. By Kevin Gasting, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour defender gear. Dort College will have the basketball length of the floor in front of them. They get the ball inbounded to Rendles, and Rendles is fouled immediately. Boomsma commits the personal foul. Dort College will shoot two free throws in the form of Nathan Rendles. 6.2 seconds left to go in the game. Patrick Nabla waiting at the scorer's table to check in. Rendles to shoot two. First one is up and good. I was just going to say, I don't think he's going to miss two. I believe he was right around 90% last year. And he is perfect so far this year. 7 for 7 tonight. Second free throw on the way for Rendles is up and good. Nathan Rendles makes them both. 8 for 8. Dort College leads 90-85. Should be enough. 3 seconds left. Allen's three. Off the mark. No good. And that's the end of the ballgame. Dort College comes back and salvages a 90-85 win. They hung around just long enough. Fought back. And they end up with a five-point victory on the road in Madison, South Dakota tonight, 90-85, to stay unbeaten at 3-0. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of tonight's basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Dort College.
Not sure how they did it, but they did. Dort College defeats Dakota State 90-85. Dort College led by trailed by as many as 11 in the second half. That came early at 50-39. Dort College narrowed the gap to 58-57, but Dakota State with a 8-0 run got the lead back to 9 at 66-57. Dort College, again, cut the lead down to 3 on a couple different occasions, but Dakota State held them at arm's length. It was 75-66 with about 5 minutes up to go in regulation. Dort College then went on one final charge. Down 78-71 with 3:45 left to go in the game. And 80-73 from there. Dort College got a 3. I believe that was by Brian Sumner to make it 80-76. Then it won 82-76. Dakota State led by 6. Dort College got a 2. 82-78. They were down 4. Got a defensive stop. Another 3 ball by Brian Sumner made it 82-81 with 1:50 remaining in the game. Dakota State converted 1 of 2 free throws at the other end to make it 83-81. And with 1:28 left to go in the game, Dort College tied the game. And I believe that was on a pair of Nathan Rendell's free throws. Tied 83-83 with 1:28 left to go in the contest. Dort College got another defensive stop. And then an old-fashioned three-point play by Tyler Walterstorff with 30.5 seconds remaining to make it 86-83. And then it was a free throw shooting contest as Nathan Rendell's made both free throws, I should say 4 of 4 free throws down the stretch, and the defenders win it by a final score of 90-85. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Coach Ross Dommel will be coming over in just a little bit. I see him across the way talking with Coach Gary Garner for Dakota State. Dort College tonight, 29 of 53 from the floor, 54.7%, 7 of 16 on threes, 43.8%, but they were 6 of 10 in the second half. Dort College, 25 of 38 on free throws for 65.8%. For Dakota State, 29 of 55, 52.7%, 7 of 22 on threes, 31.8%, 20 of 31 on free throws, 64.5%. Rebounds, Dort College 38, Dakota State 23. Turnovers, Dort College 18, Dakota State 12. Individually, Nathan Rendell's 22 points, 7 of 12 from the floor, 8 for 8 on free throws. 15 points for Tyler Walterstorff. He ended up 7 of 12 on free throws, and he had 7 rebounds. 12 points each for Andrew O'Donnell and Brian Sumner. For Sumner, all of his points came in the second half, and they all came on three-point baskets. And I believe for O'Donnell, all but 2 of his points came in the second half as well. So he had 10 second-half points, 11 for Taylor Feenstra. 6 points for Alex Terpstra, 8 for Leighton Sampson, 4 for David Denherter. For Dort College's total of 90. For Dakota State, they were topped by Bryant Allen with 28 points, Miguel Sansamore 16, and then it drops off to 9 for Derek Mager off of the bench. 8 for Seth Cavanaugh, 8 for Adam Hofer, and 4 for Ian Bars. 6 points for Taylor Zerbell. Rebounding, Dort College was led by Nathan Rendell's 9 rebounds. He also had 6 assists, 2 steals, and a blocked shot in 31 minutes of play. 7 rebounds each for Tyler Walterstorff and Taylor Feenstra. 5 assists as well for Patrick Nabla. And Andrew O'Donnell had 2 assists and 2 steals. Coach Ross Dahlman takes a seat just in front of me up here in the nosebleed section at the Dakota State Fieldhouse. Coach, I'm not sure how your team did it tonight, but they scrapped and stayed in it. Never let Dakota State get out of reach and able to make one final charge at the end. A couple defensive stops, made your free throws, and it all adds up to a 90-85 win for your team this evening in Madison, South Dakota.
Mike, we didn't do ourselves any favor coming out. I think we gave up baskets on 8 of the first 9 possessions of the game, and I thought we were really lethargic. Obviously, Dakota State was very very focused, having come off a loss on Saturday night. Knew they needed to have this one. I didn't feel like we were really sharp for the most part, but I did like how the guys would continually pull together. I think the chemistry and the camaraderie on this team is really good. I think we showed that we have some toughness. We proved that to ourselves a little bit here tonight, and that was really good to see. But in terms of the quality of play, and we got to the foul line, but we didn't convert enough. We did rebound it pretty well, which was good to see. And we just had some guys that really stepped up. First road game in college for three freshmen who I thought were pretty good tonight, and Taylor Feenster, Andrew O'Donnell, and Leighton Sampson. Thought those three guys really played well. And Brian Sumner came on of late there, where he got some big baskets, obviously, to spur us on. But it was definitely a struggle. It was one I thought that we stole. I really felt Dakota State was probably overall played a better game for a longer period of time than we did. But I think there's a lot to be said going on the road, being able to struggle, come from behind, and sneak one out.
Nathan Rindles also helped you out in the second half, 22 points, made the free throws down the stretch. Put together a pretty solid line, 22 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 block, and 2 steals. It certainly helps to have somebody like that on the floor for 31 minutes.
Without question. He and Tyler, I thought, really just led this young group and really showed some things character-wise, leadership-wise, in our huddles, timeouts. So bunch of 7 in the locker room at halftime, and those guys do a good job. Nathan is, boy, he is as good as there is, at the point guard position, from rebounding the ball to defending it, just being able to attack and create and make things happen. He was outstanding tonight for sure.
28 minutes of play for Andrew O'Donnell, and he just seemed to get better in the second half, played with a little more confidence. Just took him a little while, it seemed, in the first half to get his legs under him.
He did. It was a struggle, I think, early on, and going against a guy he probably had not seen, in high school with that degree of quickness. The young man,
Brian Allen.
He played at Illinois State a year ago, just an outstanding player. And Andrew really settled in the second half. Had some key, I thought, drives and dishes to Taylor and Leighton for easy baskets. He was fearless, and he just attacked, and I thought our guys fed off Andrew and Brian for a stretch there.
18 turnovers, a little too high. Did you feel like those were forced tonight? Did you feel like you gave some away? What do you think?
I thought that our cutting and our communication offensively was poor, especially in the first half. 10 of those were in the first half. Noted that at halftime. Couple of those led to, one-on-zero fast breaks where they were able to convert them, and so that was a problem. We're definitely a work in progress. There's no question about it. But I think, toughness, work ethic, and chemistry is going to be the trademark of this team as they grow up. And I thought we grew up here a little bit tonight. Remains to be seen then, on Friday, Mike, how we'll handle a little success. What will our practice look like tomorrow? Will we still be able to deal with a little success? And that's going to be a real telltale sign if we can do that. And obviously our work is cut out for us on Friday. There's no question about that. But it's how we approach it the next 2 days is going to be a real curious thing for our coaching staff to watch.
Cardinal Stritch on Friday, Valley City State on Saturday, and then it's get ready for conference time. But you feel like this team is progressing in some areas? A lot of question marks, obviously, with this many young players. Do you feel like you're progressing?
Yeah, I think just the fact that we went on the road tonight to a place where, boy, I don't know when the last time we won. I haven't won in the 6 years I've been here, I know. I think that helps. I think you show some maturity there. And like I said, what we do tomorrow and Thursday is going to be a real telltale sign for our guys. But we enjoy coaching them. They enjoy each other. They enjoy playing hard, and that's worth a lot.
Coach, I'll let you go. Travel safely, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You do the same. See you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahlman. I believe I gave you all the final stats that we need to. Once again, our final scores tonight, Dort College women lose to Dakota State, 89-87. Dort College comes from behind to win over Dakota State in men's play, 90-85. That's going to do it for our broadcast. That is the Wireless World postgame wrap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.